AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric. And joining us right now at 8:15 on this Wednesday morning, Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, sponsoring this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Kind of damp around the edges because of the heat, but that's okay.
Today's a big day. So if I'm not mistaken, at 10 o'clock today, the Senate subcommittee hearings, or congressional hearings, or some kind of hearings on UFOs are coming out at 10 o'clock today.
It's 10 o'clock today. Okay, I didn't know the exact date, but it is today.
I think it's today that the hearings start. And what they're going to do is they're going to have three people on there that have had exposure to UFOs and highly credible former federal people.
Right.
And they're going to talk about it. I think it's really interesting. And I think so. The big question is, do you have an alien living next to you today?
Well, how could that affect home prices?
Do you have any aliens where you live, Carl? Can you... people that do weird things, you see them at the pool, they look differently or they act the same, or what's the deal?
That's just life.
I know, right?
So it does bother me sometimes whenever they change a perfectly good acronym, UFO.
Yeah.
They're not calling them UFOs anymore.
They're calling them something else.
UAP.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena.
In other words,
we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We can't say if it's flying because it may not be flying even though it looks like it is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just unidentified.
I think it is. But here, but back in the real estate world.
Yes.
So, you know, there again, I mean, you know, if you want to, if anybody's thinking about selling their house now, it'd be a great time to do it. I got to tell you something. And for the once in a lifetime, I can tell you, we can get you out of the world prices. Homes and properties. Anyway, but it's really good to see the market has kind of shaken out. Although I thought the market would rebound by the end of 2024, but I'm going to change my prediction. I'm going to say it's going to go to 2025 on the rebound for this market.
Really?
Yeah.
And today, based on what? Why do you say that?
I think that there's so much, like, we're still living in a looming recession area. You know, we're still fighting that by tooth and nail with great numbers on one side and poor numbers on the other side. And I think that it's going to probably come out at the end of this year or the beginning of 2024 that we have experienced a recession, and that's going to hold us back for about another year, the way I'm thinking. But here's the key behind the whole real estate market thing is that we don't have enough inventory. And why don't we have enough inventory is because half of the people, well, actually not half of the people, 90% of the people that have mortgages out there have them below 6%. Hmm. And right now, 7% mortgages are all this being talked about. The Fed's talking about raising another 0.25% today, which they probably will because the next raise is until September. They'll probably raise it in September as well, another quarter. But unless we get enough inventory on the market, nobody's going to put their house on the market and sell their way out of a 3% loan to jump into a 7%. I can tell you that right now. Right. The numbers don't make sense unless you absolutely have to do it. What do you think, Ellen?
You know how I feel about it. It's just so frustrating that we had the cost of these houses jump because everybody was wanting to get them and they were okay with paying an extra $100,000 for a house because the percentage rate is so great.
Right.
And now that that's up, the other ones stayed up and they're like, we're not backing down. And I think somebody's going to break the dam. Somebody's going to go ahead and say, you know what? I know I want $300,000 for it, but I've got, you know, $150,000 will make me happy.
I think that will eventually happen, like you're saying, Alec. I'm just going to take time for that to happen. That time takes a long time to turn around something that's as big as the housing market. And when you have an escalating housing prices because of lack of inventory, and then you have an escalating mortgage rate, lack of cheap money, it makes it really difficult for buyers and sellers, for both. But, you know, an interesting point is foreclosures are up, and we haven't talked about foreclosures in a long time, and really I'm not sure it's even worthy of our conversation today in the big scope of things, but in some areas I noted they're up 13%. I mean, that's a huge number for foreclosures for the first half of the year to be up 13%. The number one area is Atlantic City. 6.8 houses out of every 10,000 houses are going into foreclosure. Florence, South Carolina, 6 out of every 10,000 homes are going into foreclosure. New Haven, Connecticut, 5.6 homes out of every 10,000 homes are already in foreclosure. I mean, so there is some unstable areas of the market, but mainly it's for geographic areas that are lost ability to perform. I mean, like, example, if we didn't have Eastman Chemical here or, you know, the Ballad Health Systems in total here, you know, our market wouldn't be as good either. We'd, maybe our foreclosure rate would be high, but it's very low here. It's like less than 1%.
But, oh, wow.
But, you know, it's just geographic areas that are affected by different things that may happen to them that may drive that foreclosure number up. But I don't know. That's, like I said, I'm not sure it's worthy even talking about. But what is worthy about talking about is people that have to sell their houses or people that have to buy a house because they're moving here from another area and they want to, they sold their house in, say, Connecticut and they want to buy a house in East Tennessee. And I think that's really the important message here is that we get a stable, thought process on mortgage interest rates, and they end up landing around 5 to 5.5%, like I predicted. And I think that's going to make everything soften everything. And that's like, Alec, I think that's going to help soften, you know, the price of houses and everything else is going to play into that picture once that momentum gets going. But it may be the end of 2024, early 2025 before we see any relief there.
Would the homeowner from Connecticut that was considering moving down here, would, even though they might lose on the current mortgage they had in selling their home there, would it be enough of a difference in home values in moving to East Tennessee that he could recoup that particular loss?
In a lot of metropolitan areas like that, Carl, you're 100% right. Like that's why we see such an influx of folks and good folks that are moving here from California that mm-hmm. are selling, you know, for big numbers out there and then moving here and buying at smaller numbers here, but maybe at a higher interest rates and it works out. And I think that's a real important ingredient to look at is like, what are we going to get for the home if we sell it now versus if we hold on to it for another few years? And
yeah.
Is the price going to remain stable or not? My best advice to anybody that's thinking about putting their house on the market is to call me and let me come over and talk to you about it, and we'll look at it together. I'm going to go see one of our listeners today, Dean, and she's got some property on the Bristol Highway that I'm looking at. But so, you know, I think that the message is as homes become more available, people get more used to these mortgage rates, which they will. They have. They got used mm-hmm. to 3%. They'll get used to 10% if they had to. But, I mean, remember, my first house was 18%. So,
yeah,
I know how that works, and they fluctuate. And you have to look at value versus cost of that value. And so,
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Are these prices, or the price curve, I guess you could say, is mm-hmm. that cyclical? At some point, we're going to see these coming down, do you suppose?
Well, you know, it's funny that the housing market traditionally is, but we're not seeing any flux in the price of the houses, other, more than a few percent. I mean, maybe 5% in total, but that's cumulative and it's just not really happening because there is such a lack of inventory out there. There's a lack of buyers too. I mean, our buyer base has fallen way off because of the interest rates, and we knew that would happen, but I mean, it's fallen off more than I thought it would, to be honest with you.
So there's not really any incentives available that homeowners can pony up that would really make a difference, is there?
They can be creative and say, I'll give you $5,000 towards your closing costs or $5,000 towards interest to buy down your interest rates. They can do that, but all that is a price reduction on the house, Carl.
Right.
Any way
right.
you cut it, it's just if the seller gives something up, it's just that they're reducing their price to do that. If a buyer gives something up, he's paying more, in theory.
There you go.
So
Bill
just,
Hall's. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I mean, it's just the math. How math works out like that. But I see that things are going to pick up. I think they're slowly going to migrate up. Is when interest rates start to get around 5 to 5.5%, and lenders are going to do that because their mortgage originations are way off. They're going to have to do it just to lend the money out. The Fed isn't going to lend. We're not borrowing Fed money. I mean, mortgage companies and banks that do this have tons of money to lend out. And their business has fallen way off too. So as they continue to fall off, they'll buy their business. And what I mean buy their business by dropping their rates.
Right.
So hang in there. It'll be 5.5% before you know it.
You heard it right here from Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, Premier Homes and Properties, sponsoring this portion of the program. Bill, it's easy to get in touch with you. I know that. How do folks do it?
Well, you can call my office number at 530-7077, but my main number is 423-946-7575, and that's my direct number. You can call me anytime you want. I'd love to come and talk to you about putting your house or property on the market. Let's see what we can get for it, because right now the property values are still standing strong, so I'd like to see that. I just put 35 acres in Greenville on the market, Spider Steins Road. It's like amazing piece of property with beautiful home sites. Mini farm can be anything for 35 acres. You got multiple home sites on it, all for $350,000, and this is a deal of a century. So just give me a call at 423-946-7575.
All right, 946-7575, and if you get Bill's message, I guarantee he'll get back to you toot sweet just as soon as he gets off that other call that he's on there, too. So, Bill, always great fun and very informative, naturally. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.